Hello, welcome to Trust Your Glitter. This is Christy. I am on a journey. I wanted to be like, I've been on a journey, but I'm in the middle of a journey. We're all in the middle of a journey right now. And I want to be like, this is a combination of Trust Your Glitter / The Spiritual Travels of a Fire Wolf, because I am mid travels, and normally I do like these kinds of episodes on my other channel, but right now I feel like the channels are combining into sort of going with the flow, because this is astrology. Astrology is our life. And this week, it's all about following the moon. And it's going to be that way for a few weeks. So strap in, because it's all about the moon and the moon cycles. And every 2 days, the moon cycles are going to be changing. We're in the middle of Aries season. It just so happens, this girl talking on the mic is an Aries. So I'm following these cycles in a very personal way. You know, as I record, the moon is in, apologies, my ephemeris was not open. The moon is at 20 degrees Gemini right now as I record. So it is going to be about communication. It is going to be about connection. Mars being in Cancer is such a important transit for a lot of different things. And in this particular case, you know, yesterday was an interesting day for me, because I am a comedian that has had a lot of housing changes in my life, and I just go with the flow on it because it's part of my journey. And some people might criticize it, others might identify with it. I know at this point, these are all just spiritual lessons that I have to learn through. So my learning through process might look different from yours, and so on and so on and so on. And I'm going to talk about this today on my Substack, so check out my Substack today. It's, you know, we're going through this mother healing process. We are literally digging in to the mother wound in a very emotional way during a season ruled by Mars. So this is a very unique astrological ask of us all, because as we're in Aries season, not only is the sun in Aries, Chiron is in Aries. Chiron has done been in Aries. And Chiron, the asteroid of the wounded healer, is not only going to be aspected by Aries transits, you know, Jupiter's in Aries. Jupiter and Chiron met in the sky last week. So these kinds of lessons are not only being asked by the zodiac sign of the leader, Aries being the charge forward, you know, labeled as impulsive, which can be impulsive, leader, charging forward like the ram. And then Mars, being in the sign of Cancer, is square up to this energy. So we've got this energy of push and pull already. Pluto has entered Aquarius. By sign is in harmony to this Aries Mars energy. So with that, we're also having, you know, planets through Taurus. The zodiac is speaking to one another. So this week might not be as transit heavy, but it is full of lessons. The week before last, so last week was one of the biggest changes in astrology. We had the equinox, we had new moon in Aries, Pluto entered the sign of Aquarius, and then Mars on Sunday, Saturday the 25th entered Mars or Cancer. So if we think back to the week before, we had a very Piscean week. Water sign as well. We're going to go through the differences between the water signs now, because with all those planets in Pisces the week prior, I don't know if you felt it, but it was a very subconscious confusion sort of week. Very dreamy week, very lost in the clouds type energy, which really was trying to prep our subconscious to jump into consciousness now. So now, between last week and this week, we are jumped into reality. It's like back to life, back to reality. So here we are with this week. And this week brings us a lot of healing. And it's up to us to really decide if we want to go with this healing. If we really want to continue with, we don't really have room to go back to the past. This could be, like, for me, and I'm on another podcast. We'll probably get into the bigger details between me and my friend Jake. But the lesson of, do I live in a living situation that has now become physically unsettling, unsafe for me? Or do I move forward into my gut, take the information I've been getting over the last few weeks, which was people reaching out to me asking if I was in a particular part of Texas, asking where I was, multiple people, signs from the universe saying, hey, Austin, 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 Austin. And me going, I've already tried Austin. I don't want to fail again. I don't want to, be seen as this comedian that just doesn't have a home, be seen as this comedian that never seems to quite be able to make it. And I just didn't want to, I didn't want to fail. And what I realized as part of my journey is learning not to give a fuck about what other people think of me. Even though in a comedy, it is kind of and astrology, it is kind of rep-based, having to have a really squeaky, amazing reputation. And I'm sure my reputation at this point is like, she can't make decisions, she's this, this, and this. But really, I'm following my gut. I'm following something that is unseen. And when I make decisions, it's based on, what is my intuition telling me versus what is reality around me telling me? And that includes honoring when other people say that their gut is saying something as well. You know, that's also part of it too, is saying, you know what, this person's intuition is telling me this. I need to honor their intuition. So that gets into shadow healing and the shadow aspects of healing one's shadow. You know, society has told us one thing. Pluto in Capricorn was a huge lesson of societal shadows. I'm going to quote James Inman in here. Not quote him, but I'm going to shout out James Inman, comedian, who's never going to listen to this podcast. But, bitch, listen to my work. That's my shadow coming out. Bitch. Listen to my work. I'm going to throw down my Aries a little bit and say, bitch, go back and listen to my work. I might be easy to make fun of in the comedy community because of the way I look or the way I sound, but bitch, my words, my thoughts, they add the fuck up. So, for anybody knocking astrology, I just want to say I've got to throw down my little battle here for a second. If you're an astrology fan, understand in the comedy community, especially, I'm going to go patriarchy here, there's certain dudes in the comedy community that just will never listen to women in comedy. They just will never listen. You could say the same thing as a more famous dude, and they will be like, oh my god, he's such a genius. And you'll be like, I've been saying the same exact thing. So that's my Aries. That's my Aries coming out. It's infuriating, but you keep on going. And understand this, I'm an Aries, and my solar returns this week, and that'll get us into the aspects of the week. So you might be a little feisty like me this week and throw down just a little shade to the boys. So transits wise, not a whole lot. Don't worry. Think about it as we've already had the big bong bang come through, and now we're riding this wave of A, Cancer. Mars wants us in self-protection mode. It wants our claws out a little bit, though. We're in Aries season, so we gotta show those claws a little bit. And with that, so the 20... Let's go back on my ephemeris. Hold on. The 25th, Mars moved into Cancer. The 26th, Mercury was connected with Chiron. So Sunday was a little bit of just this super emotional day, and believe me, I felt it personally. For me, as an Aries, it had to do with housing, living situations, not really being focused because I was being torn into 10 different directions. And with that happening during Aries season, when those 10 different directions come through, what I noticed personally, what helped me through it, was I just was able to be like, no, this is actually what I need, and I need to fight for it. I got a no. And normally with a no, I surrender into the no and say, you know what, don't let your ego get through. But when I surrendered into the no, what I felt was, actually, this is a no where you have to fight for your yes. So I decided, where's my yes that I need to fight for? And for me, it was, you know, an Airbnb I had booked that got canceled because I didn't see a message come through, and I was in the middle of a lake where the messages were delayed. So I was like, well, let me just not fight for it, but be kind about it and say, actually, I really want this. And I have some things that I need to do. So later in the day, I took my time and I fought for it again, and I received it. And I'm glad I did, because I realized, oh, sometimes the no really just means not yet. So I think that was a huge lesson yesterday. And letting go of things that feel wrong, or letting go of things that do not serve your health and nurturing and self-care. Because Cancer is about self-care, self-nurture through your home. So if you're also saying, no, I need to self-care, self-nurture through my home, my living space, that's also extremely aligned with these transits. It's a part of a healing process that's for the greater good and for your body. So today, the 27th, when I'm recording, it's a beautiful day to embrace this connection, and also with the fact that the moon is in the sign of Gemini today. So I'm going to be writing for a good part of the day. I'm going to be working for the good later part of the day. I'm going to be comedying for a good later part of the day. And these are all Gemini things. So for people who, you know, if you've been thinking about writing or sending messages to people, reaching out to people, or even getting yourself involved in something that makes you feel uncomfortable, that involves your voice, Mars in Cancer is actually asking you to come out of your shell, while this moon is in Gemini. And I know that this is very, very time oriented. So understand also this is Aries season with Mars in Cancer. So this is also a time where the crab is kind of being asked to also be a little bit more in its uncomfortable space. So yes, home, family, nurturing, connection is involved, but that push-pull between the Aries and the Cancer crab, lunar, feminine, is also being asked to have some go-getter, which if you want to hide under a rock for a good part of the day and then come out of your shell for an hour a day, there's a balance there. It's really connected to the fact that this transit is so powerful, and to embrace the power of this transit is it's going to change a lot of us, because it's solidifying last week. This is why I love astrology, because it's cyclical. This is not like, oh, well, this planet changes here and this. It's like the planets are constantly communicating. It's really up to us. So then Mercury conjuncts Jupiter on the 28th. So Mercury conjuncting Jupiter on the 28th. So we had a Chiron conjunction. And now we're doing Jupiter. So this again is about expansion of communication through the sign of Aries. Aries is kind of going to dominate. And with Mars and Cancer here, I would say the 28th through, I would say that there's going to be kind of with the push and pull energy with the moons, is please get yourself a chart checker if you don't have one already, or just Google where is the moon sign right now. Because it's really important this week to know where the moons are at. And because the moon moves every 2 days, we're going to be heading into a moon in Cancer with all this. Then we're going to be heading into a moon in Leo. If you're most likely super, super intuitive, you're going to feel that shift. When the moon's in Cancer, you're going to want to like sleep. You're going to want to eat. You're going to want to feel nurtured. Mother wound might come out. You might feel some clumpiness. You might have some good cries. I honestly want to tell people to push through that. Like, I'm pushing through. It's like pushing through this need to hide, even with this. Giving yourself a little corner of the day to let yourself feel all the feels. Because when the moon's in Leo, it's going to be a pick-me-up movement energy. And then let me see if I feel like... I feel like the Jupiter-Mercury conjunction, there's going to be some really good news that comes in later on this week. There's some going to be... And even there could be some... There's going to be some... defiant energies. People being like, I'm right, this is right, this is it. But with Jupiter, it's funny. You know, it's kind of like, this is hilarious though. Because Jupiter ultimately wants us to appreciate life. And then Mars is trine Saturn on the 30th. As well as Venus is trine Uranus on the 30th. I like these energies. Mars with Saturn in Pisces is very connected, is very harmonious. Saturn wants Mars to thrive through the balance of emotions, and also Venus in Taurus with Venus in Taurus. See? Okay, guys, look, I'm working off of some odd sleep. And this is me as an Aries. I got Mars and Capricorn being opposed, directly opposed by Mars in Cancer right now. So as I record this episode, I'm pushing through. If you hear me slurring my words or saying my words wrong, you know, I have a, you know, got speech stuff. And when I'm tired, my speech stuff comes out. But I'm pushing through and putting this episode out because I am about consistency. I have a Substack as well. I know exactly what my Substack is going to be written into, and why I'm writing this topic. And I'm going to be talking about the shadow side today. Sometimes our shadows come out and we're trying so hard to hide them or heal them or whatever. And maybe that's exactly what is our gift. And, you know, I come at astrology from the perspective of a comedian. You know, when you listen to other astrology podcasts, they might be about the more technical aspects of astrology. Like Chris Brennan, his podcast is just an astrology textbook. Like, I was listening a couple days ago to his podcast to see how am I approaching what I'm doing wrong, or am I coming at it? And I was like, no, I'm coming at this from a divine feminine perspective. I am not a textbook astrology podcast, but I am a woman who's literally in a Airbnb in bed with a hoodie on right now, living astrology. I'm literally a living astrology experiment. You know, yesterday, two days ago, I slept in a Planet Fitness parking lot for a couple hours. And now I have an Airbnb. And a couple days before that, I had a luxury, beautiful Airbnb. So this is the comedy life with the knowledge of astrology. And I can tell you, what did I just mess up? Venus is conjunct Uranus and Taurus on the 30th. I like this too. It's not trine. The trine is between Saturn and Mars. I like this conjunction as well. And it is a beautiful creative day. The 30th is a very beautiful creative day. It's a day where you can just let yourself play. Let yourself be in your art. And oh my gosh, how much I love Saturn Saturn in Pisces right now. So supportive. King of Cups for tarot card readers. That's how I feel. The King of Cups is here to support and love and honor and just be of absolute respect. And I love the fact that, you know, even as Mars is squaring up this Aries energy, I love the fact that the skies, if on a broader scale, the skies interplaying with one another are really, really asking us to embrace our inner divine masculine and inner divine feminine. And there's such a balance that technical astrology cannot even properly explain. So if I'm stepping back from technical astrology, it's like the divine masculine has divine feminine within it. The divine feminine has divine masculine within it. And together, even with squares in the sky, there's just this musical harmony with it all. So it is a very... it's a very spiritual week. It's a very important time to embrace what you want in your life. Even on the first with the Venus semi-square to Mars in Cancer. So Venus in Taurus, semi-square Mars in Cancer. This is where that inner healing of divine masculine, divine feminine is really, that match is lit. and I almost want to say it's a trinity. There's a holy trinity between divine masculine, divine feminine being asked of us all. And I feel like the third part is consciousness. So the consciousness may have struck with Chiron and Mercury for a lot of people. If you had a moment of like, okay. Leading us through this week, once you've gained consciousness on a matter, that's where the healing comes through. For me, I'm going to be talking a lot about healing the shadow for a better part of the week. I'm being given a gift this week, which is my solar return. So up until my solar return, I'm going to be really, really digging into my personal shadow. And the way I see it is the divide between masculine and feminine, the recognition of one's power between the masculine and feminine is where a lot of this healing process has begun, but a lot of it has been under a bog. I mean, Pluto has been through a very masculine sign for a very long time. And that's why I say when Pluto does retrograde back into Capricorn, the consciousness is there. So you can't be unconscious about that divine spark that has been lit. It's like when, because I wrote about Pluto's retrograde back into Capricorn. But the thing is, we already have the knowledge. So you, if you go into something with the knowledge already, and you go, well, here's the old ways being presented, you have to just kind of say, but we've risen above them. We've floated above it. Pluto's already been in the sign of Aquarius. I wish I just chopped. See, this is what happens. I was trying to read a script and I just started talking backwards and messing up my words. But now if I'm talking from my heart right now. I feel like things kind of fell into place. Like, I don't know. I also need coffee desperately. But I really hope this helped for anybody listening. Understand, like, I am mid-journey. There is no perfect package with me right now. I am mid-journey, mid-comedy journey, still trying to figure it out. I'm just a person who has the knowledge of astrology. I still live through the transits. I still live through the lessons of my ego. I still make mistakes. I have really amazing friends out there who really, for some reason, believe in whatever the fuck I'm doing. So I just want to say thank you to those who are listening. Thank you to my friends out there who really helped me through this journey, because without you, I would not be where I am today. Thank you to the people who have taken time out of your day to speak with me. You know, yesterday was an interesting day. I do feel that Chiron energy, and on a personal healing scale, what came out of it was, you know, I was going to sit and write last night, and I was like, no, I'm actually going to give myself some time to rest and sleep, and the information that comes through will be healed and on a better track of what I'm actually supposed to say. So I gave myself some divine feminine nurturing, and I'm putting out this podcast at a very intuitive time. I intuited when to record. I intuited when to decide when I put out my vlog today. So I really appreciate your time. And let me know how your astrology week is going. You can always DM me. All of my social media links are in my notes. And I hope you enjoy your week ahead. Peace and love.